Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 57. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. It's absolutely free. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. The Lord has got me on another path for a while, reading some of the literature that I've written in the past, and some of it will be new to you. And I think it's real good that the Lord has me doing this, because so many of you people are spending hours on the road commuting back and forth to work and to your house, and you'll be able to hear this literature that is saving millions of souls throughout the world. A lot of people don't have time to read, and some of this literature looks a little bit long, but we're doing it in increments so it can hold your attention. And it has to do with your immortal life. It has to do with the things that are happening here on earth today, and it's real necessary for you to know where all the problems are coming from. The Bible says that we need to know our enemy. He says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. How can we resist the devil if we don't know who he is, who he's using here on earth to cause all the crazy things that are going on earth? And I've identified him, and I know how he works, and I know from where he comes and exactly what he's doing. And there's no way that he can deceive me, because I have the Holy Spirit, and the Lord talks to me. I talk to him, and he talks to me, and I know where Satan is. When the Lord tells me something, I read it in his word. I know that the Lord never contradicts himself. So when he tells me what's happening, and then I see it in his word, I know that that's the Lord. Now, we also have letters this evening, so before we start, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to pour out his anointing spirit on this tape. And Lord, that you take over this message. Let whatever it is that you want to say be said. Lord, we ask that this happens, that this occurs, that you do this to strengthen the church, and that millions of souls, hundreds of millions of them, billions of them, will hear the good news, the gospel, and repent and become, as we are, members of your corporate body, the church, the true church of the Lord. Not a religion, but the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
Ghana, Africa. Brethren, it is wonderful and amazing here since I received your newsletters and literature for distribution. More refugees are rushing to me for these materials. The 6 Bibles received from you were given away to reliable persons that are now studying with me. In this refugee camp, refugees are looking for God to solve their problems, such as food, medication, clothing, and spiritual problems. The question always asked is, what must I do to be saved? How can I grow spiritually? Are there specific ways, methods to be used to contact God or his angels?
Well, you want to contact the angels, because there's one mediator to the throne of God, and that's the man Christ Jesus. All you need to do is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the entire Word of God. So when the Bible tells you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that means believe on the entire Word of God and thou shalt be saved. You say, well, what do I have to do? Wait until I learn the whole Word of God? No. If you agree that the Word of God is true, because all the signs and wonders that are occurring in the world today, all the plagues and pestilence, everything, the tsunamis, the earthquakes, the floods, the fires are happening. These earthquakes are just devastating all over the world. Some days they say there are 10,000 actual earthquakes in the world today. So these are end time prophecies. And we know that the Word of God is true because these signs are happening. Praise the Lord. Now what else?
Brethren, you need to send someone here in person to help us. People here are in a search for God. Send us 100 Bibles, 100 assorted pieces of literature, and 100 spiritual books.
We don't have to be there, just the Word of God. If they just come to the Lord Jesus Christ,
and ask him to enter into your heart, and you'll be saved. Ask him to wash all your sins away in the precious blood that he shed for you on the cross at Calvary, and he will. And ask him to enter in with his Father by the Spirit, and he will. And that's how you meet the Lord. And then you just read Jesus, the whole Word of God, and you'll get stronger and more powerful until you realize that staying in the church, the true church of the Lord, not a religion, will bring you to the fullness of the stature of Christ. We only become full when we all congregate together in the congregation of the children of the Lord. Okay, and then what?
Please send us used clothing, eyeglasses, and used sewing machines to help the vulnerable women who want to be self-reliant.
And that would help, you know, if you brothers and sisters in Radioland would pitch in. We have their addresses and everything, and if you just send in help, you know, we'll send it right to them. They don't want to sponge off of anyone. They want to work. They want to help themselves, so let's pitch in and help. If it's all used clothes, they'll even probably stitch them up. Now, I know that we had a whole bunch of Levi's that had little rips in them and everything. Tell them to box those up and send them over there. And some sewing machines, if we can find some. If you look around, you can find sewing machines for $10 to $25 a piece, and we could just load up a whole container of them and a bunch of clothes and just send it over. These jeans are brand new. And they just have little impediments in them. We'll just put them in a big old box and send them over. Okay, and then what else?
I thank you for the spiritual materials you sent for the free distribution. In God we trust, yours in Christ, John, from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Okay, now next, where's that?
From the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, after having read your newsletters and the Messiah book, I believe that the power of God is in you. I affirm that you are the man who is the mentor I need for the progress of my ministry and for the great knowledge in God's work. If you would want to, I am requesting that you let me be your child in the faith, even though I am already a pastor, and I want your supervision in the ministry. I am living in the Democratic Republic of the Congo at Kinshasa. I am married and have a daughter. I am the leader of two churches with 250 members. I truly need your supervision for a greater knowledge in the Word of God. I believe that my request is going to hold your attention. Please receive my love in Jesus Christ, your son and brother, Pastor Jean. That was translated from French.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a very humble man, and I really appreciate help from other pastors. If they have seen something from the Lord or they have a word of wisdom that they can give me, I appreciate it very much. And I love it when pastors are this humble where they say, you know, you've got a lot from the Lord and we'd like to know it and we'd love to study the things that the Lord has given you. It certainly isn't any knowledge that I had. I was the most ignorant person to God and His ways before I was saved 41 years ago. And I know that it isn't me, it's the Lord that taught me all the things I know, and of course I studied. It didn't come to me just out of the blue. A lot of the vision, signs, and wonders has come to me just without me seeking them at all. And a lot of the revelations that the Lord has given me have come right out of the blue, but I really study. And that's where I get a lot, and I sometimes get many things from different pastors that write in, and I appreciate people that are humble enough to say, look, we'd like to know what the Lord has shown you. And I'd love to learn what the Lord has shown you, too, because the minute we stop learning, brother, sister, we're dead. Amen. We're going to become very stupid if we think that we know it all. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so that's it. And now, this is the part of the program that we get into part 12 of another Pearl Harbor. All right.
How wicked of the world system and the media to watch the people that God created out of the dirt of the ground walking around with cardboard shoes when there was plenty of leather.
This is talking about World War II, when the big hype on the government decided that it was the right thing to do is to make the people of the United States of America to really believe they're in war and that they want to get this war fought and won. And let's go over and kill the Japs, let's kill the Germans, so we can get this over with. And so they took the butter away from us. I remember When I was living in Lewistown, Montana, which is one of the big dairy belts in Montana, we were at a bingo parlor. I was just a little kid, and I don't know how I got there, but I think I was with my mother or somebody, and they had, for a prize, this one cube of butter, and everybody was just really buying all kinds of bingo cards to get it. And it was in the newspaper that one man traded his brand new car for, I think it was 1 to 3 or 4 or 5 pounds of butter. About 5 pounds of butter for, and he gave a whole car for it. And here we're in the dairy belt, and you could go to a farmer and tell him, look, man, make me some butter. And they were so afraid, because they said they'd take their farms away from them and everything if they would give anybody butter, because we want to really make sure that everybody feels the sting of this war. And I just think that's horrible, okay? To deprive the United States people, the people of this government, of their freedoms that they're doing today, and also depriving them of butter and beef and nylons and whatever, all the different things they held back, shoes. What else?
I found out later in life that it was to make people feel that they should get the war over quickly. This lie was from the mind of some demon-possessed monster. I don't smoke. The Lord told me he didn't make the frail human body to endure smoke. Tobacco farmers were paid not to grow tobacco crops, or to only grow enough so that the boys overseas could have cigarettes, as well as the elite throughout the world.
Yeah, so they could smoke and be shot at it at the same time. And then what?
If anyone else was found selling these things, they received a fine or a prison sentence. Nylon stockings were not available for women because the government and the propagandists said they needed the nylon material to make parachutes. Lucky Strike cigarettes used to have green packages, but they stopped using green. Their motto was, Lucky Strike Green has gone to war. They said they needed the green paint for camouflage. Ridiculous. There are so many lies. Who knows if Bin Laden is alive or not? Again, Stanley Hilton, an attorney at law, stated in the San Francisco Examiner that he has evidence which proves Bin Laden died several years ago of kidney failure. As I said before, the people of Satan have fun deceiving the people of the world. One might wonder if Saddam Hussein is still alive.
Right. Well, I've heard a lot of government officials say that the average person in America is just a bunch of cattle, and it's so easy to deceive them. They say they're so utterly stupid, and my God, that's just horrible to talk about the people of the United States of America, the people that you're supposed to be serving, to call them cattle and stupid. This is like Nazi Germany talk. Talk that you hear emanating out of Rome from the Vatican. It's like they just think every one of us are a bunch of bugs under their feet to be stamped on. You know, we're just a bunch of creeps. And just tell us anything and herd us into one war after the other and herd us into one ridiculous satanic rule after another. And let's pray for those people that they'll get saved. I mean, the Lord is coming back so soon. All the signs are before us right now, and we don't need to be put on more trips. It's time that everybody hears the truth, and that's why God called me, is to tell you the truth. He knows that ever since my wife Susie died, that I didn't care whether I lived or died or not. Susie always used to tell me to hold back, you know, don't tell people that, and the Lord took her out of the way, and the Lord just told me, just be yourself. Just tell the people, you have the truth, you have the pure truth, you know my word, and don't back off, because I'll take your life if you do. And that's why I'm on the horn here telling you what's going on, all right? And the Lord has shown me the things that are happening in the world today, and he thinks you ought to know, all right? Then I do too. Okay, let's go.
Were there shortages? For sure the answer is no. The dairy farmers were frightened to death by the government to the point where they wouldn't sell you a pound of butter. These things were happening when I was living in Lewistown in Fergus County, which was in the dairy belt of Montana.
Now, come to find out that, you know, they say now that butter's no good for you, and the dairy products today are no good for you, and beef. And so, actually, we were better off, amen?
Amen.
So the devil got fooled. Here I am, 71, the picture of health. Most people think I'm not a day over 45 years old or 50, and I feel good, except when I only get about 2 or 3 hours sleep. You understand, I'm sure. Amen. Okay, then what?
There was an article in the newspaper stating that a man gave a brand new car to a farmer for 5 pounds of butter because he couldn't get butter in the stores and he craved it so much. People who lived in Montana and other parts of the United States at that time will remember these things very well. Thousands upon thousands of barges full of beef, cigarettes, leather hides, nylon material, butter, cheese, chocolate, and hundreds of other items were dumped into the sea. When my late wife Susan worked at the Los Angeles Examiner newspaper as a reporter, as well as working as the procurer of talent on the Paul Coates television program, some American government officials told her these actions were to make the American people feel more like they were at war.
Right, that show, Paul Coates, was similar to a Joe Pyne or like a Larry King type show, only it was more rough than Larry King. It was like they'd throw different people on. They even had Bonnie, you've heard of Bonnie and Clyde, well, they had Bonnie's brother on. Susie went to the train station and picked him up to be on the Paul Coates show to talk about Bonnie and Clyde and what his position was in their gang. And she did things like that. And she really knew a lot of the underworld because that was one of her jobs, you know, is to find people that were in the underworld and see if she could talk them into coming on the show. And they do exposés and things like that. And they had another show like that called Joe Pyne. And some of you people probably remember those shows. They were pretty hot items in that day. They were very controversial, almost like these shows entitled Current Affair and America's Most Wanted and stuff like that. All right, so let's keep going.
When my late wife Susan worked at the Los Angeles Examiner newspaper as a reporter, as well as working as the procurer of talent on the Paul Coates television program, some American government officials told her these actions were to make the American people feel more like they were at war and make them more determined to kill the Germans and Japanese. Then they could have their leather shoes, Hershey's bars, nylon stockings, and all the other things that I mentioned.
Right, just kill the Germans and Japs and you'll get your candy bars. Okay, and your cigarettes and your shoes, and you can have a nice beefsteak then. But you're not going to have them until you kill Tojo and Tokyo Rose and Hitler and all the others. And Mussolini. Whatever happened to Tokyo Rose? Oh, how I miss those old radio shows. Was a song that one of my friends wrote in Nashville. A bizarre song, I might add. Then what?
All these things were done right here in the United States by Rome's New World Order, which had infiltrated the American government in the same manner as they had infiltrated the German government, the Japanese government, and every other government in the world. In speaking of the secret order of the Jesuits, a branch of the Roman cult, Harper's Weekly in May 21, 1870, said, "The operations of this powerful society, the Society of the Jesuits, embrace every part of the world and are carried on by means of the most intricate machinery ever contrived by man." Susan's ex-husband, Saul Lipowitz, a professional prize fighter, worked for the Pipefitters Union as an enforcer. His job was to beat people up if they crossed the picket line to work when the union members were on strike. During the periods of time when there were no union strikes, her ex-husband, Saul, was recruited by certain government agencies to help dump hundreds of barges full of fresh beef, Hershey's bars, butter, cigarettes, and all the other items that I mentioned into the ocean. This shows a giant-sized world conspiracy. This also shows that they believe without a doubt that the people in not only the United States, but the world are stupid idiots, naive, and easily deceived. They call them cattle. Again, as God's word puts it, Satan deceiveth the whole world, and with such stupidity. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
I didn't have to worry because I didn't wear nylons anyway. And I didn't smoke, but I sure didn't like wearing those cardboard shoes. That really ticked me off. especially with all the beef cattle around Montana where I was raised. All right, and then what else?
When my late wife Susan worked for the newspaper and the television program in Los Angeles, many people in the know would give her news items, which Rome's media and press would not allow to be televised or printed. They all told her the same story regarding the barges and the corruption in the government and the media. The Los Angeles Police Department beat Susan's former husband almost to death. They left him for dead in an alley after they beat him with baseball bats because he knew too much regarding the corruption in the government, the media, the propagandists, the district attorney's office, the police department, and the sheriff's department. While Saul was in General Hospital, presumed to be dying from the multiple baseball bat fractures to his head, Sue had to pull his tongue out of his throat because he swallowed it. She said she despised him because he was so antichrist, but she knew what the Lord said about loving your enemy. When he became conscious, he told her it was the police department that did it because of the things he had told her and others. The editor of the Los Angeles Examiner, which is now closed, told Sue that the police wanted to kill her too. She went to Brother Smith's Christian retreat called Mountain Home for a month of fasting and prayer. She prayed for God to show her when the danger was over, and the Lord sent an actual dove when it was over. The brutal beating that Sue's ex-husband received did not kill him. Several years later, after Sue and I were married, he repeatedly attempted to break up our services by making noises outside the windows and by being a general nuisance. Just days after this, while a friend of his was driving him to the pipefitters union to pick up his paycheck, an automobile heading in the opposite direction jumped four freeway lanes and the divider, smashing into the car he was riding in and killing them both. I'm sure that
Troy killed the driver and Saul Leibowitz. It cut the driver right in half, and Saul, a prize fighter, got his head bashed in and was killed right there. Then what?
I'm sure the Vatican didn't arrange that. Sounds like the hand of God did. The driver's funeral was held in a Catholic mortuary, and her ex-husband's funeral was held at Utter McKinley's funeral home on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, California. Can you imagine how ashamed and frightened out of their wits everyone shall be when they stand before the throne of God at the time of judgment? Are you easily fooled? Do you not believe I'm telling you the truth? If you do not believe I'm telling you the truth, you make the devil and Rome very happy. They are sitting on a spiritual fence, clapping their hands and sticking out their tongues at you. The devil is pinning medals on the breasts of the propagandists, the members of the Vatican, the beast, the news media, and the press for having done such an excellent job of deceiving you. Satan is satisfied now that you have allowed him to consume you through pornography, alcohol, drugs, etc. By doing this, he has consumed God out of you. He has consumed your children as he has you by making it easy to bring drugs into the country for them. He has consumed your country, your government, your industry, your economy, your media, your press, your schools, and everything else with his false prophets. Those who spread false messages stating that God is only love and that he wants you to lay up treasures here on earth instead of heaven. What has happened to you? If you could only see your spiritual self in God's mirror. Have these things ever happened before in the United States or the world? Has there ever been a one-world government run by Satan and Rome, the cult, its media, and its press? A one-world government which blasphemes God by printing the abominable statements of the Pope and the hierarchy of Rome? They are teaching people to blaspheme God and his people and stating that the members of Christ's body are brainwashing people when in actuality God's people are preaching the truth of Christ. Satan, the Vatican in Rome, the Vatican's world government, and its worldwide propagandists are the ones who brainwash people, or rather, brain damage people by dirtying their minds. The prophet Joel speaks of these last days by asking the elders, our great-grandfathers and grandmothers, and all those before them, quote, hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers?
Has anything like this ever happened 50 years ago or 100 years ago? Never. Never did. Nor did all these plagues and all these diseases exist. The Lord is sending them on earth. They're plagues. And this is nothing in comparison to what is yet to come. Then what?
The answer is no. Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Joel chapter 1, verse 2 through 3. These statements have been in the Bible for centuries. A generation is approximately 51 years and 3 or 4 months. We're at the end of the last generation of time. God told me to tell you and the rest of the world the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth about the devil, including where he is from, what he is doing in the world today, and what he's been doing ever since the Garden of Eden.
He's going to and fro and seeking whom he can devour. Pray that it's not you.
So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 57.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow so you can hear the conclusion
of another Pearl Harbor.
So you won't want to miss this.
This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.